Welcome, everybody. Shir number 775, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so in our Simen, Kuf Samach Zayin, that's the Simen we're working on, we've said in the past that the Kuf Samach Zayin has a lot of extremely important information in reference to the one who's making Hamoitzi for others, in reference to the bracha itself of Hamoitzi, in reference to the Yemein, in reference to the eating, and it goes a little bit in conjunction here and there, crisscrosses from the Reshvav, Simon Reshvav, that also talks about those things, Yemein, and how much time elapsed, if somebody could talk out, and so on, all these different type of things. So it's important, extremely important halacha. So he brings out another very important halacha, Tezayin, Sif Tezayin. He says, "In habaytzeya rashay lefsaya ad sheyichla meimi pi roi v'oinim." In other words, the person, let's say on Shabbos, right? So a person's making the hamaytzi and he's going to be cutting the challah and so on for, I don't know, 10 people or whatever the case is. Just give you an example. It could be any amount of people. So the Mechab is telling us, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, the person who, the head of the household, right, let's say, should not start cutting and giving out the hamaytzi before he finishes, actually until everybody finishes, or at least most of the people finish saying the amen on his bracha. So the person, he says hamaytzi, he has everybody in mind, right? Again, that's what we said. Everybody must pay attention, right? And not to be, if you want to call it daydreaming, you have to pay attention to the words that the head of the household is saying, the hamaytzi. He has everybody in mind, and they pay attention to the words, and they want to have in mind also to be yotzi with his bracha. And once they say amen, at least most of the people saying amen, he could go ahead and cut and give out the challah and so on. Oh, so the Mishnah Berurah says a very important point, which we'll possibly get to down the road. Hainu im hu moitzia midei chavasam babracha. That's if he's making the bracha for them, right? He's making the bracha and they're being yotze and they're working with his lacha mishnah and so on. But if a person's making their own bracha, they have their own lacha mishnah, it gets a little bit different, especially if their own bracha and their own lacha mishnah together. So, but be it as it may, keeping it plain and simple right now, there's one lacha mishnah, the head of the household is making the bracha, and he has to wait till everybody, finishes saying amen on his bracha. Now the question is, why does it say, why does the Mechaba tell us most of the people, right? You have 10 people there, so if I have most of the people said amen, fine. So I don't have to wait mamish for everybody. What exactly does that mean? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkat and Pei Hei that Shagam Anias Amen Miklal, first and foremost, Shagam Anias Amen Miklal Brachahi, the Amen that everybody's saying to the head of the household's bracha is really sort of part of the bracha. Shagam Anias Amen Miklal Brachahi. It's mamish part of the whole procedure of making the bracha. Oh, but then he says, so why do we say mipi raiv? Why do we say that for most of the people, right? Shouldn't the head of the household just wait for everybody to finish? So he says, aval hamia tamarich, and sometimes you have people, hamia tamarichim, yuyusimidai. There's some people that they schlep out the amen, which is not what you're supposed to do. You say amen and that's it. You say, it's not supposed to be cut off, amen chatifo, and you're not supposed to be schlepped out, aricha. We're not going to get into all those halachas right now. It has to be regular amen. You say amen and that's it. Not to make a whole, either real quick without mentioning the nun at the end or so on, or possibly not mentioning the aleph, and also not to schlep it out long. Those few people, he says. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Amarichan Yosemi died, that schlep it out. Ein Tzarich Lahamten Aleim. The head of the household does not have to wait for them. Shekol Shemarech Ba'amein Yosemi died, Einay Elatoyed. One who schleps out, Shekol Hamarech Ba'amein. Somebody schleps out the Amein, right? They'll say, oh, I'll have big kavanas, I'll say Amein, it'll take me, I don't know, a long time, and I'll say, oh, you don't do that. Yosemi died, Einay Elatoyed. He's making a mistake not to do that. Okay, so a person has to be careful. He brings this down from the Gemara and so on. So it just has to be a quick amen, and the head of the household just should wait for everybody saying the regular amen, but if there's somebody there who's schlepping it out, and having, playing games, as they say, but the head of the household does not have to wait, and he could go ahead and start cutting the challah and giving out the challah. I mean, the same thing would apply, even if it's not just on Shabbos, anytime, but usually, obviously, most of these halachas, many of these halachas apply come up at least most of the time when in conjunction with Shabbos and so on. Because, if a person's had a simcha or something like that, usually it's everybody has their own challah, their own whatever the case is. Okay, so just real quickly to go through from the Sefer Yetzer HaLachos, we always try and, you know, bring down how he says, sometimes he adds on different things and important halachas onto, on top of what we said. So he says the basic halacha, which we said, that when one is Kshavetzeh, Mavarech, Berchas HaMoitzi, he brings this down again, and now it's Simon Kuf Samach Zayin, Ois Nun Dalet. He says, Kshavetzeh, Mavarech, Berchas HaMoitzi, Lahitzi Esam Esubim, Yidei Chavosam. So he says, like we says, lo yasa, a person shouldn't begin lo yasa lifsaya ad sheisamu revat zibur ani yisam until most of the people finish saying amen. Now again, it depends; it could be a lot of people also. Dan yisamen he miklal habracha because of the fact that it's part of the bracha. Avul imuatim marichem yasim midai ain tzarich lamten aleim. Like we said, you don't have to wait for those who schlep it out. V'yesh lizol lahamtim alanias roiv hawainim. Okay, afilu. So now he says afilu b'makom she'ena b'tzeya moitzi achem midai chavasim. He says interesting thing. Even in a case in time, afilu b'makom she'ena with the head of the household, ain habaytzei moitzi achem midei chavasim. He's not even being moitzi them. But they're being yaitzu with his lacha mishnah. So even in such a case, vim kavar botzas a pas kadim abracha. Yeah. So actually, as he said, he brings down like this from the Shulchan Aruch Rav. That even in a case, actually the last thing that he's saying in the paragraph, gamat zibur sheyotzim mimenu as a bracha, let's say v'lo yaschel l'taim kodem anis amim shal grei v'oinim. So what is he saying? He brings from the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Ois Reish Aleph that v'hainu afilu b'makom sheizu kukum l'kikrei, even though everybody might have their own lecha mishnah, they're listening to his bracha, right? They're listening to his bracha, and they have their own challah, their own, or on Shabbos, their own lecha mishnah. Each person is eating from their own bread. During the week, it will be one on Shabbos lacha mishnah. They don't have to wait for the, in such a case, we'll try and get to those halachas also. You don't have to wait for the one who's making the bracha. You don't have to wait for him to eat. He makes the bracha. And let's say he's having us all in mind, and each person has their own challah in front of them, their own lacha mishnah in front of them. So then they could go ahead and eat. Become makam yamtinu. But even in such a case, they should wait. Yamtinu alanias amen shalat tzibur. Everybody, they should wait for the bracha of the tzibur. The gam amen who miklal bracha. In other words, when he makes the bracha, everybody should says amen. Nobody should start eating till they finish hearing the general bracha, the general amen from that bracha. Because that's how far it goes. That the amen that everybody's making is actually it's sort of like part of the bracha. And that's what he says up on top. That even though everybody might have their own challah, right, their own lecha mishnah, and they're being yotze with his bracha. I'm not making my own bracha. I have my own challah, but I'm listening to him, to the head of the household. Be careful not to eat your own challah, even though you heard the bracha and you yotze with the bracha. Don't do it. Until most of the people finish saying amen. Because again, that's the bottom line. Again, he brings this down from the Shulchan Aruch Rav because of the fact that this amen is mamish part of the bracha, and one has to be careful whether it's the head of the household that's cutting the challah, or each person has their own challah, and they're being yotze with the head of the household. In any case, everybody should wait when they're being yotze with his bracha, the head of the household's bracha. Everybody should wait till the amen is done by at least most of the people. Again, you don't have to worry about all those that are schlepping it out. The basic amens, that as long as it's done by most of the people. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tov.